once again, we are still here to talk about yet another big blockbuster that has come out. Damon, I saw this with you this time. And let's just say it's definitely not a franchise that has gone on possibly too long.
Knocks on wheels.
You see me shining, baby?
We're locked inside.
That's a trap.
That's a bomb.
Hey, Doris, what are we blowing up?
What?
The Vatican. Wow. You guys are going to hell.
Kind of missed a pun they could have done with that title.
Yeah.
Fast 10, your seatbelt.
Please don't say that again.
Okay, so we have what's technically the 10th installment, yet in this saga, it's the 11th?
Yeah,
because of Hobbs and Shaw. So, Damon, give me your quick thoughts on how you have felt about this franchise. And what have you seen from the franchise also?
Okay, so I've seen 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm.
5.
So Fast and Furious, 2 Fast and Furious, and
Tokyo Drift. And then I saw Fast 5.
Fast 5.
And then I saw 9.
Oh, so you saw F9?
Yeah.
Okay. So, oddly, you've not seen the ones that I would say were consistent with what they were doing, which was Fast 6, Furious 6, Furious 7, Fate, and Hobbs. Which, Hobbs and Shaw was an interesting thing where it's just like, yeah, now we've made this, and we don't even know if we're going to keep The Rock now. Because him and Vin Diesel did not get along, apparently. And it was just said, you either take me or him.
Guess he what? Kind of have to take Vin Diesel in that.
Yeah, he is the franchise, basically. He started in the Fast and the Furious.
Maybe if Paul Walker was still alive, they can maybe have a little more leeway, but Vin Diesel is now the face of the franchise. It'll be over if they near at him.
So, like, then what have been your thoughts and feelings about how it's, where it started and where it's at?
Well, I love the first movie. I genuinely really like the first one. And I like the second one, too. Mm-hmm. And I'm even in the rare bunch that likes Tokyo Drift. Mm-hmm. I think it's fun.
Yeah, which I know I'm going to have a special segment on talking about that one.
And Fast 5, I thought Fast 5 was pretty okay for what it was. Like, mm-hmm. I saw it when I was like 13 or 14, maybe.
And you're what now?
Yeah. it's been a while since I've seen Fast 5. And, I mean, I liked it then, from what I remember. And Fast 9 was not good. So, I think it's just slowly, you know, progressively, like, I think it started strong and then just has slowly kind of has its ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
But I think after, like, a certain point, they just kind of just slowly was like, okay, like, we're just beating this into the ground now.
Mm-hmm. Now, even though you've not seen this, or probably
any of them,
I'm going to say half, but you've told me that you have seen some because you were forced to.
Yeah.
So what has been your feelings on Fast and Furious, Caitlin?
Cars.
Fair enough.
Yeah, if you like cars, I mean, I'm sure you know, you could at least get somewhat enjoyment out of it, I guess. I don't know.
I originally was just like a, eh, when I first saw the first and Fast and Furious.
Well, can I add?
What?
It kind of made me think of when I first saw it, which was years after it was made, which was the Fast and the Furious. I was like, is this a Grand Theft Auto movie?
That's, I guess I could consider that maybe a fair-ish.
The first one was made when the makers found the story about carjackers that were jacking trucks. And they just kind of took it off of that.
Okay.
But it's all, the first one also had David Ayer behind the writing credit, who did Training Day.
Yeah.
That is widely regarded as like a great film. He also did Suicide Squad, which the whole release the air cut. I'm like, if you've seen his filmography, it's just the same thing. But yeah, I was kind of like, eh, I don't quite understand the appeal because I'm not a gearhead. I kind of don't care really about cars.
I just like action movies, so that's why I was big into at least the first one and the second one. Just fun, super actiony. Like.
Pretty much my whole thought on them for the first part was cars, action, girls.
Yeah, and that's what it was. That's what it wanted to be, I think. Like,
the one that I liked the most for the longest was Too Fast. I want to say that my first reaction was I despised Tokyo Drift because none of the main characters were there, and I just didn't care for the story and things. And then when Fast 5 happened, that's when I started to notice a shift. And yeah, that is the perfect example of where it was and what it was going to turn into. It's like that perfect halfway point. Because I think it's actually the best of both. It's not so over the top, but there are some over the top stuff, like that they then became, but they still had some groundedness in the first one. Because I rewatched what I had before seeing Fast X, and I actually now really enjoy the first one because of the stunts and action in it. Because I was like, they're there. These stuntmen are actually doing this. So I actually feel like that there's actually tension there. There's not really tension anymore. They have pretty much just turned into the car version of Avengers. That's just what they are. In fact, there's a sequence here where there's two semi-trucks that come on. I was like, if one of those turns into Optimus Prime, I am not angry. I am fine with that. It'll explain so much. But when I then finally watched F9, that's actually in contention for the worst, in my opinion, because it was 2.5 hours of just straight nonsense action, and John Cena's character was just mugging the whole time, which his character in this one, they do a complete almost 180, where it's like, you either are fine with that, or you're distracted with the fact that his character just changed so rapidly. But this one then introduces Jason Momoa as what I've called the Thanos villain of this franchise now, because he's clearly the big baddie, who they say was in Fast Five. Sure. His father was Reyes, if I'm saying right, that they killed in that, who was the basically overlord of, what was it, Puerto Rico? It was Rio de Janeiro. And he's getting revenge now for that, for the death of it. And obviously, I'm going to say this, and I think you're going to agree, he is what this franchise has needed.
Oh, easily. Like, he added something because, like, I mean, yeah, like you said, the last one, it was just kind of all over the place, like, it wasn't very menacing, I don't think, even. Yeah. This one, like, Jason Momoa is, like, one, he was the best part of the whole film, at least in my opinion. He was great, he was funny, but as a villain, I mean, honestly, he was pretty menacing, like, No, I will kill your whole fucking family. And I want to make sure you suffer every fucking minute of your life.
It's like a combination of Aquaman and Joker.
Yeah.
It's like this Marvel-esque franchise has needed a DC villain.
So it's like very much a dark, you know, because like the backstory's messed up too. It's like, yeah, they kind of, granted, his dad was not a good person, but they basically stole all of his money and made him.
That's just a thing, though. This started that your heroes are actually the bad guys.
Yeah.
So that's been like one of the more compelling things about it.
And it's like, okay, so yeah, like you guys stole from a guy who basically owned a small part of the country. And
with what they stole, which was a giant fucking vol, which is
all their fortune. He says that, like, yeah, this is our family fortune.
Do you now recall, though, what they started stealing back in the first one?
Cars, right?
No. They were stealing trucks that had Panasonic TVs that could also have a VHS in it.
Oh, yeah, you're
right,
ain't
you? It is hilarious.
So, yeah, they've upgraded from that to stealing whole fucking bank vaults.
Which, yeah, that's one of the biggest implausibilities in the movie, because two cars pulling that, no. It was like, I think they said like 10 tons, and they're like, it's hitting things and, you know, running. Like, yeah, their cars would have been like...
Yeah, so it's to a point where... Yeah, like, so he's getting revenge because of this, because they stole something and they ended up killing his father. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's... I don't know. It to me, also, it seems like his motivations are, like, super crazy, too.
Which is why I brought up the Joker.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, yeah, you may have gotten kind of fucked over, but, like... You're just like, nah, I'm going to just kill your whole fucking family. Because you killed my dad.
Yeah.
Which kind of a shitty guy anyways.
But that's actually a number of, like, villain kind of backstories. Yeah. So. At least he actually has a decent backstory. Because, you know, before this we had, like, Charlize Theron, who is still in the franchise. And then in F9, it was, like, a combination of her and just this guy that I can't fucking remember.
Yeah.
Along with John Cena. That's been the other thing. This fucking family is so big that there's too many characters.
Well, there was someone who was pointing out the fact that a lot of these movies nowadays are coming back to tropes of, at first you were our enemy, now you're part of, like, the family.
Yeah. I mean, like, Jason Statham is a big example.
Well, it wasn't even necessarily Fast and Furious in general. It's just, like, it was, like, all, like, four different kind of movies that were not Fast and Furious.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, one thing that was bringing up. It was, like, yeah, you were the villain. Now we, like, suckered you in to be part of, like, our family.
Yeah.
And I was, like... You know, I have noticed a lot of movies doing that. Like, the old villain was like, yeah, I'm cool with you now. It's like, I know I was trying to murder you and all, but now we sleep in the same bunk. It's like, okay, that might be a little weird. You know, I might be like, hey, can you sleep outside in a tent or something? You know, you did try to murder me after all.
I mean, I guess they're going for like a whole thing of, hey, siblings fight.
Yeah, you know, the sibling rivalry of, I'm going to put you in an early grave.
And I mean, they though also then, like, bring in a character that is, like, replacing a character that actually died. Because they replace, basically, Vin Diesel's mother of his kid with her sister. Who, I was like, why does she look familiar? Now, I wonder if you noticed this. She played Ratcatcher 2. In Suicide Squad.
You know, I did notice that.
Yeah. But then you also have Brie Larson now in this. Which, to be fair, I actually preferred her performance in this than Captain Marvel.
Well, yeah, because she wasn't completely stiff, but it still wasn't great. Yeah. I was still kind of like... Honestly, when she got shot, I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, it was not...
And, also, I don't know how you have felt about this, but Tyrese Gibson's character.
Tyrese Gibson, is he the bald? Yeah, he's the bald guy.
Roman, yeah.
Yeah. What? You were adding something.
Well, because I was just going to be like, yeah, he's definitely the... trying to be the comic relief, basically, through the franchise, almost.
Yeah. I think it's a back and forth between him and Ludacris. They keep going like a... it's like a buddy cop comedy kind of thing.
I do kind of think that it was getting a little bit much in this one.
Yeah, like, they were... especially, he was giving, like, him such a hard time about, like, him fucking up the mission.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, he fucked up. Guess what? The whole series is full of people who fuck up.
Yeah.
And you're just giving him a hard time because this is his first time doing it. It's like, okay, like, I honestly hope that they give him a redemption and he has to take the helm for a mission and it goes right.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Now, though, also to be fair, he's also the one that is constantly made fun of and criticized for, like, things he brings up.
Yeah.
He's actually, though, the only one that's pointing out how ridiculous the shit is getting. Because he did this in F9, and it's legitimately the only part that I was like, thank you, in this one. He says, I was actually technically just shot a bunch of times, and yet I don't have a scratch on me. I think we're invincible. Look at all the shit that we have done. And I'm like, you know what? At least he's acknowledging it. He doesn't really in this one, but...
oh, I mean, if you really want to get into how ridiculous shit has gotten, like, we could have a... yeah. I just want to point out the biggest thing. The fucking bomb.
Yeah.
I looked at you, and this was my words, verbatim. If it wasn't as... you know, if the tensions weren't high enough, let's put the bomb, but on fire. Yeah. It literally rolls through a big fucking thing and explodes, and then now it's a fucking bomb on fire rolling. And I'm like, it was already not messed up enough that it was a bomb. Now it has to be on fire. Like, next thing you know, there's going to be a fucking kid strapped to it or something. Like, that's the only way you can make it even more tense. Mm-hmm. Like, God,
it's kind of like where you think that you are making it more tense, like, situation, you've actually just made it a little bit less.
Not to mention all the shit it ran into.
Yeah.
And he hit it with his fucking car.
Yeah.
Multiple times. You know, that's not going to bump something around in there and make it going to fucking thing explode?
No, clearly it was just a timer.
Yeah. That was the best bomb ever.
Yeah. I wanted Adam West to show up and go, some days you can't get rid of a bomb.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
I will, however, say nobody goes to space.
Yeah, at least that didn't happen.
I was like, I'll give it that.
It's still there. There's still a level of, like, car stuff. Like you know, what we were talking about, the bank vault.
Yeah.
Basically, that whole scene could not have happened.
Yeah.
Just not a possible fucking way.
Okay.
Because it's just... one, it makes no sense, and two, just physically, it could not happen, because pulling a bank vault that heavy for two just fucking dodges, not happening. Motor in that would have to be fucking a mile high for them to have the horsepower to pull that fucking thing.
Now, the little thing, though, is fair enough, is that they didn't do anything as ridiculous before that, so they kind of earned that ridiculousness.
I don't know, that boat bridge bullshit in Fast 9 about made me throw the fucking disc across the room. Where he hits that, like, rope bridge and a rope swing with his car.
Well, yeah, and if I didn't have an issue with that, when the car then hits and rolls over and nobody has a scratch, I'm like, because if you actually want to go back to when one thing, like, improbable happens, it's in Too Fast, Too Furious. When they do, again, a boat jump at the end.
Yeah.
When they launch off the bridge and onto the boat. But at least Tyrese Gibson actually is like, I think I broke my arm. I'm like, oh, well, somebody still got hurt. This? No.
No. You can do all kinds of shit in this universe. Yeah, nothing's impossible. But I do find it interesting, though, that Jason Momoa, like, you know, I guess this, I don't know if it's spoiler territory, not necessarily, mm-hmm. that he doesn't die or anything. Like,
yeah.
that he's going to be, because they've mentioned that it's probably going to be a trilogy film.
Yeah, it's supposed to
so,
be.
So, I have a feeling he's going to be the villain for the whole trilogy.
Yeah, me too.
And so, like, yeah, at the end of the movie, he clearly, like, nothing happens and he kind of goes away. And it's like, you know, he's caused a lot of damage already.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is the next film, okay? This one, as bad as it was, the second one's already going in being a middle film.
Yeah.
Middle films already struggle. It's very, very rare when the second film is better than the first or even as good as the first.
I just like how you're in this saga and you're at 10 films now and you're like, yep, we're closing it with a trilogy. I'm like, I think saying trilogy is very redundant at this point.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, to me it's like at a point where it's like, okay, if he's going to be the villain for all this and all this shit has already happened, the next film, you probably have a good idea that he's probably, most likely, going to survive to be in the last film.
I mean, but also now in this franchise, who can die?
Yeah.
We brought back Han after we were so sure he died in Tokyo Drift. And Jason Statham was apparently the one to kill
Brie Larson's going to come somewhere out, you know.
Well, no, they made it clear that she got shot in the shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it was another guy.
Are you talking about the Jack Reacher guy?
Maybe.
Because he's playing Jack Reacher in the show.
Oh.
He's that big buff. He's that other big buff guy in it.
Yeah.
Who, again, yeah, let's have more characters.
But, yeah, it's basically no one's forever dead in this series. And it's
There's only a few characters I can think of that are apparently permanently dead, and that actually goes all the way back to the first one. It was, if I remember right, his name is Jesse?
Oh, yeah.
Like the skinny kid. Because he gets shot by the drive-by. And
well, that was back when it was more like realistic and people could actually get shot, you know?
Although people were asking, how is he missing Vin Diesel when he's shooting? I'm like, well, but if you also look at him, he's riding on a bike, he's got the gun, like, sideways, and he's trying to pose.
So it's like, at a thing of...
And Elena, who also got shot in the head.
So, I mean, I guess the other, only other one, I guess you could say, is probably Paul Walker.
Well, yeah. But they've not established he's died.
Yeah, because they keep bringing him up. He's in this film, too.
Yeah. Well, I was, like, waiting...
Well, he's in this film.
I was waiting in F9, like... So they mentioned that he apparently is watching the kids. Okay. But then they have, at the end, his car roll up into the driveway. I'm like, oh, come on! just let it go.
Yeah, they keep, like, not wanting to, like... Almost, like, kill him.
Yeah.
And it's like... Look, he's dead.
Yeah.
And, like, there's not really a lot you can do. Like, it's the same thing with Chadwick Boseman.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instead of just trying to bullshit it...
They said, we're not going to.
And it's like his brother, what they have his brother doing it. Like, they CGI his face onto his brother's when they need to do scenes. Ain't that right?
I think.
Because he, like, in the beginning of this film, like... Yeah, because it's a flashback to when they explain what happened when Paul Walker was still, like, in the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, and, like, the films. And
well, I think that mostly they were using old footage from Fast Five.
Yeah, well, his face is clearly there.
Yeah. And that's how he actually could get that credit, because he actually does appear in it.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's I don't know. If I was his family, I'd be like, you guys need to stop. Like, it's fucked.
But also, if they keep mentioning him, they probably get a cut.
Yeah, I wonder how big of a cut. If it's a fat one, they'd be like, you know what?
We don't care.
Yeah, I know he's dead, no, but you're going to, what, you said $5
million? We still need money.
Okay.
And who knows, maybe they actually donate that money.
Yeah, or maybe it's, you know, because I know Vin was, it was, like, they were friends.
Yeah.
They were close. So, like, maybe it's just more of a, you know, we're doing this as a remembrance thing, too.
Yeah.
Especially if his brother's willing to help out, it has to be something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the only thing I can think of. And this his brother's just like, sorry, Mom. Fuck you.
Now, with how much you have said, like, how pretty much ridiculous and stupid the movie is. Here's my one shocker, though. While it was stupid and ridiculous, I think it's more ridiculous that I would watch this again over several movies I've seen this year.
Probably.
Now you, of course, have not seen as much as me, but the fact that it is currently in my top 10.
Can I throw one, like, one screwball at you?
Sure.
The fact that this is a action comedy.
Yeah, what's that?
I just think that...
Like, are you saying that gives it an advantage?
Yes.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I think personally that I would much rather watch something like an action comedy versus, you know, like, there's not a lot of horror movies, personally, that, like, I'll watch, and then I go back to where I'm just like, oh, you know, unless it's October, then I just watch a ton of them.
Yeah.
But I prefer, like, the goofy 80 horror. You know, if I watch... I'll watch the 80s horror, because it is kind of goofy and fun, like, you know, like The Stuff and, you know, things like that, to me is a lot more fun to watch versus some, like, the modern stuff. Because some of the modern stuff, I'm just like, yeah, I fucking get it. Like, it was a fun movie to watch, but going back and watching it, I'm just like, yep.
Well, like, literally of the past, like, month or so, there's been only one movie that I've seen that I would watch over this.
Yeah.
And that's Guardians 3.
I can't. I'd rather watch this than Guardians 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't expect that.
Only because it's fucking a heartbreaking film. I can't sit there and just go,
but it has character!
Yeah, I know it has character, but at the same time, I'm just going to sit there going, like, oh, this is fucking terrible, man. I just can't even watch this again. Because it was sad, and the whole, like, three-fourths of the movie is just me going, oh, this is fucking terrible, man. I'm just like...
But at least you had an emotion for the characters.
Yeah, too much. I don't like that. The feeling is gross.
So then my calculation with what I liked this year, I'm like, what then do you have over this? Do you have Evil Dead Rise?
I don't know if I'd put Evil Dead Rise over this.
Really?
As far as rewatchability.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say this is my favorite of the year. Like, nothing like that. It's not that. I'm just talking about in purely rewatchability.
That's the thing. Rewatchability does take a factor for me.
Like, I mean, I could rewatch Guardians. I'm not going to be mad at it. And I could rewatch Evil Dead, and I'd probably still not. But this one, to me, so far... has probably been the one that I'd probably watch again. But I watch a lot more comedies and, like, action movies than I do really anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do watch a lot of horror, but I don't watch horror 24/7 because there, as many good horror movies there are a lot of shitty ones.
Oh, yeah.
And I can have a better time with a bad comedy movie than I can a bad horror movie.
I also would rather watch and sit through Bo is Afraid again.
Yeah.
Because I can at least appreciate the artistic...
Well, Bo is Afraid, that one would probably be very high up for rewatchability, too, because that one is a good time, because you're just like, what the fuck?
But, I mean, yeah, without really giving much more, I don't think we could.
There's not much to give.
Yeah. What would you give Fast X?
What would I give Fast X? Yeah. A D.
What?
A D.
Okay. Why?
Why? Because it's a fucking terrible movie.
Okay. And yet you would rewatch it more over the other ones.
Again, purely because it's a... If you like movies that don't really have anything, that is just kind of stupid, fun, just... Yeah. But the movie's fucking awful.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of what is appealing about it, is that it is so bad.
Because... I thought maybe because you could rewatch it, you'd lean more towards, like, C-.
Maybe a D+.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just my honest rating, is because I think as a film, if you look at it, you're just like, it's fucking awful. It's bad. But if you are just going in and going, wow, this is stupid. But Jason Momoa was funny. And, like, you know, the action's pretty fun. It's some usually ridiculous, but at least I do like a good car action.
Yeah.
I always love good, like, stunt races and shit. Yeah. So, I mean, that is a bonus for me. But, yeah, if it didn't have any of that, it'd probably be an F. I really do. It was bad. But okay. That's the only reason why I could rewatch it, is because Jason Momoa makes it funny and the action.
Well, because I was not completely just growling the whole time of, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck, and because of Jason Momoa, this is actually one of the more enjoyable ones to me. Is it in the top five of this? No, but... there's enough here for me to actually find some enjoyment on, and I also understand why people have enjoyment for these.
Yeah.
So I would give it a C-.
Okay.
But again, I recognize that it's bad, but I'm also like, yeah, but I can watch this over other things. So, yeah, that's been our review on Fast X. What did you think? Caitlin, are you intrigued at all to watch this at all?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely can guarantee it's not your type of film.
I would probably say if I could just find the clips of Momoa, I would send it to you.
You would actually probably chuckle, because there's a lot of stuff in there that is absolutely, like, really made me, like, die laughing.
Okay.
That was really funny. That's why, like, this movie, as far as comedy goes, like, the regular comedy... dog shit, but his stuff specifically is actually pretty funny. Like,
yeah. There's a very dark humor scene that I was just like, oh my gosh.
Well, like, she saw it in Damon. The trailer, where the bomb, he's like, what are we blowing up? The Vatican? It's like, well, you guys are going to hell. It's like, that's funny. Like,
but you know what scene I'm thinking.
Yeah, I know exactly what scene you're thinking of.
I'm like, you wrote this part.
I was dying. Because you looked over at me and it made me laugh even harder.
Just like, did you write this? Did you sneak this into the script?
That'd be a shocker.
Yeah. But, yeah. Still very curious about how this has done for Universal, too. Because apparently F9 did not make the money that they thought it was going to make. But it still made a lot.
Yeah, it's still probably... But the thing is, like, their budget is ever increasing, so...
Yeah, this was $230 million. It cost more to make this than The Flash.
God. God damn! And I saw... Just in the trailer alone, Flash looks like it would be more money.
Yeah.
Well, there's there's a lot of CGI, though. Like, there's a lot of CGI. Plus a lot of explosives and... How many cars they probably went through.
And the cast.
Yeah.
Cast is humongous now.
Yeah. And they're big names.
Yep.
So.
Can't get away with small people that nobody knows.
I think the only person that, like... This is probably the only time that Vin Diesel probably makes more than everybody else.
It's actually a good question.
Because I can't think of... Besides what? Chronicles of Riddick? Was when he was making a shit ton of money when he was doing, like, those type of movies.
Which, his appearance, cameo in Tokyo Drift, he only did that because he got the full rights to the Rip franchise.
Really?
He's like, I'll do this,
but... I don't think he ever made another movie after that.
Well, there was Riddick.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I haven't rewatched it, though.
Still probably made some good money.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But, yeah, Fast X is a fun, stupid recommendation, apparently, from us. You want a good time, but not a great movie? Fast X. But, yeah, until next time, the summer season is still in swing. We'll see what happens. But until that and every next time.